Continuous arch and rectangular loops for the correction of consistent and inconsistent load systems in extruded and tipped maxillary second molars. As in another article review this month, the application of force to upright a molar tooth needs to be within a safe range of force to protect the tooth and the periodontium, but also needs to be sufficiently strong and directed to cause the desired tooth movement. In this paper, the authors are looking at examples of supererupted and tipped maxillary second molar teeth and how forces applied to these teeth for uprighting and intrusion can be made effective. The authors make an important point. Force systems can be either consistent or inconsistent, and this largely depends on how the forces are applied. The authors state that a load system is inconsistent when the direction of applied force is incompatible with the direction of force required for tooth movement. In certain circumstances, an inconsistent load is produced by continuous arch mechanics, and in order to successfully intrude and upright a tooth, a consistent load system is needed, and this is usually done by the incorporation of loops into the wire. In the scenario posed by this study, the authors state that supererupted and tipped maxillary second molars can be subjected to consistent or inconsistent load systems depending on how the teeth are tipped. Mesial or distal crown tip result in different load systems and require different approaches for intrusion and uprighting. They state that when the crowns are tipped mesially, continuous wire mechanics are inconsistent and loops are usually required. The opposite is true when the crowns are tipped distally. To compare the different crown tip scenarios, the authors used a maxillary typodont mounted to a load sensing system. 018 by 025 brackets were placed on the first and second molars at a distance of 7 mm between them. To simulate extrusion, the molar tube on the second molar was bonded 2.5 mm to the occlusal of the first molar bracket. The load system allowed the second molar to be tipped either mesially or distally by 20 degrees. To apply force to the system, the authors bent 10 wires out of 17 by 25 TMA wire into a box-shaped loop. For continuous arch loads, the authors used sections of 014 superelastic nickel-titanium wire. The wire segments were tested in both 20 degrees of mesial and 20 degrees of distal tip for a total of 30 arch wire segment tests. The nickel-titanium continuous wire segments were used for both mesial and distal angulation configurations. The forces placed on the second molar were recorded in newtons per millimeter. What they found was that for the inconsistent tests, second molar tipped crown mesially, the forces produced by continuous and looped configurations were different. In the second molar, the loops produced 2.11 newton millimeters, while the continuous wires produced a mean of 0.15 newton millimeters. The reciprocal forces on the first molar were similar, with the loop system producing significantly higher forces than the continuous segment. These forces would cause an extrusion of the second molar with no tip correction. Therefore, the continuous wire is an inconsistent load system in this instance that would not correct the extrusion or angulation of the second molar. These values were reversed when the consistent load systems were tested with the second molar tipped distally. In the second molar, the force value recorded for the loop system was minus 3.06 newton millimeters, while the continuous wire segment produced minus 4.25 newton millimeters. Force values at the first molar were similarly reversed, with higher forces produced by the continuous wires. Contrary to the first test, the loop system does not produce a favorable intrusion and tip correction, and therefore the continuous wire segment in this case is the consistent load system. Consistent load systems tended to produce greater vertical movements in all cases, whether mesial or distal tip was seen, but the authors note that there were really only two variables that were under direct control of the operator: the interbracket distance and the modulus of elasticity of the materials being used. The interbracket distance could probably be changed somewhat, but the only way to change the modulus of elasticity would be to change the wire material. One important aspect that was noted was that vertical changes were noted in the anchor teeth. Additional anchorage to control the reciprocal vertical forces is necessary to avoid unwanted tooth movement in the first molar. The conclusion to the study is that whether the maxillary second molar is extruded and tipped mesially or distally, the load system used to correct this extrusion and tip must be consistent. For mesial tip, that means a looped wire system. For distal tip, a continuous wire system is sufficient.